Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 18th and the whole week ahead. This is not just a week. The aspects around you now can be for a much longer period, but there's lessons to be learned. Saturn, your ruler, squares Neptune. The clash, the ultimate clash between the reality of a situation and the fantasy of it. And yet the only way to deal with it is to deal with something and confront it head on. Why? Because there's too much denial in your life and you need to get real. Here's your Sunday stars. More of what happened yesterday was Saturn square Neptune. You see, the problem with this aspect is always the ability to self-deceive, to be prone to escapism. Some people, they do it through alcohol or drugs or whatever other way, just lying to themselves. And if that cap fits you, then you really must get away from anything that is furring up your mind. Get rid of the fog. See the light. Here's your Monday stars. Sun moves into Cancer now, so the next month is all about you and a relationship. It's the solstice. It's a turning point in the year. And also with the sun moving into Cancer, what you've got now is a chance to throw a light on your love life and all things to do with you and somebody else. The sun's radiance brings warmth to a relationship, but never forget at this time in your life, you must be honest about everything. Here's your Tuesday stars. I said yesterday you've got to be honest about everything due to the pattern of the planets. And now it's about being honest about your feelings. Honest about your feelings for somebody in your life. The reason being is this next month is about you and others. One in particular. So you either go from strength to strength because you know how you feel in a positive way, or you also know how you feel in a negative way. So therefore, this next month could well be changes in a relationship. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's in your sign. Good aspect to Mars is nice, simply because it enables you to take the initiative and do things you know you need to do. But that square to Uranus does mean you could be distracted or disturbed. Or more frustrating, you're set on a course, but the person that you need to deal with or talk to is never anywhere to be found. So what you've got with these kind of aspects is you need to keep your course and not be shoved off the beaten track. Here's your Thursday stars. This is lovely. It's a good aspect between the moon and Saturn. It's not big, but it's just what you need because it concentrates the mind, and it concentrates the mind specifically in areas to do with finance and money and all things of that nature. So if there's a money matter that you need to deal with, if there's something financial you need to get your hands on, then now's the day to do just that. And here's your Friday stars. It's all about money again today. Lovely aspect from Mercury and Uranus, that's smashing because it means about looking at investments or dealing with a financial situation by coming at it from a different angle. Don't be at all surprised too that maybe there is money locked away with your name on it and you have to apply for it. So look and see what's under lock and key. Only the square to Mars says this to me. Watch out for a man who may want to cause trouble. Steer clear of him.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.